FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Jim Carafano, that is some fake news right there, my friend.
Oh, don't get me started. I am the angry man today.
Oh, no. Why?
I am. Look, so here's what happened, right? So it is actually true that the reason why the administration adopted the policy on detention that they did is as a result of laws and the liberal Ninth Circuit Court put in a decision which basically said, look, you have one of two choices. And the choice they wanted was they just want to, you catch a family or a child, you just release them, right? And here's the thing. So then this administration's actually been very, very good at ramping up security at the border. And so what the coyotes and the traffickers figured out is, hey, if we send them across as a family or a child, they'll just get released.
Yeah.
So then because security at the border was actually tightening down and less people were getting across illegally, what happened was we saw this explosion of families and children illegally crossing, right? And it was a tactic employed by the smugglers to try to get more people across the border. It had nothing to do with refugees or anything else. And so the administration was trying to crack down on that because when you have families and small children or teenagers even trying to cross the border illegally, there's a good chance they'll get raped, they'll get molested, they will die. We just had a case the other day of a kid that just got left in the desert. They will die of exposure. They will get be victims of extortion. So the administration is actually trying to do something to make the border more secure and to prevent human rights abuses. And then we see this explosion of anger from the left, which is clearly just political. So,
Media Research Council, I had them on yesterday. They said the mainstream media since in the last week had committed like almost 4 hours of broadcast time to this tragedy at the southern border.
Well, the more this story drags out, the more the truth of what is going on is coming out. And
yeah.
So when you see that Time magazine cover, which we already know is false, right?
Trump
letting the little kid, because the little kid was not separated from his parents.
Right.
But more importantly, that Time magazine cover is literally a poster that is propaganda for promoting human trafficking, rape, murder, organized crime, and gang violence.
Well said. You know, I caught a story on CNN. I played a little bit of it earlier. They sent a reporter, Layla Santiago, down to the Guatemalan border in a border town where people apparently camp out for a few days before they start their trek north. And the good news is word is starting to spread, even down there, that you probably don't. They saw the stories about separation, and they interviewed mothers and families that were getting ready to leave who decided to delay their trip. So it's having an impact somewhere.
Yeah, what? Look, I mean, if you were an American citizen and you had a child and you did something akin to trying to cross the border illegally, the government would put you in jail for child endangerment, and they would take your child away and put them in foster care.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So the anger is wrong. Look, I don't blame people for getting angry. Look, we're normal human beings. Somebody says somebody's abusing a child, I'm going to get upset. I can't watch a movie where a kid gets hurt, right? So I don't blame the vast amount of Americans who reflexively said, oh, my God, this is terrible. What I blame is the people that organized this campaign for a political purpose, right, and the yahoos in the media and my professional critics who just jumped onto the narrative without, doing 5 seconds of research to see is this accurate or true or not. So this is clearly this is just like the travel ban. The travel ban was designed not to punish Muslims, but to keep foreign fighters and terrorists out of the United States. And you know what? We have done that, actually. We just have a paper on our thing about Europe. Europe didn't do what we did, and Europe is riddled with terrorist plots and people dead, specifically because of foreign fighters and terrorists that infiltrated into Europe through the refugee and migrant pipeline.
Right? Yeah, I heard Newt Gingrich make that point that we need to learn that lesson that they've already learned in Europe.
We didn't need to learn that lesson because we actually got ahead of that lesson. And that's what the travel ban was designed to do. And what what the administration continues to try to do was to stop it before it started.
Sure.
But the narrative was, well, we just hate Muslims, which is a lie.
Right.
And now this what they're doing now, we just hate children. That's a lie too. These are just lies. I don't know.
Well, the media, they've got their own political action committee in the media that just swallows it hook, line, and sinker and runs with it. So.
And that's why I'm like, dude, let's drag this out. Let's debate this for months, because the more people find out what's really going on, the more people going to know they got played, and nobody gets more pissed off than you go to somebody and say, well you're a decent, honest person, you would be angry, and then they lied to you. We'll see how many times they do this and they get away with it.
I think on the next Mark Cox Morning Show t-shirts, we're going to get the phrase, I don't care, do you, print it on the back.
Yeah. You know, let the haters hate.
Let them hate.
That's my new tagline.
That's right.
Let the haters hate. I don't care.
I don't care. That's awesome. Jim Carafano, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. I feel like I feel like I've just had therapy, like I should write you a check.
Hey, feel free.
I am
We appreciate your time.